I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will not only be jam-packed with information, but some of that information will be insights on topics that is not being brought up anywhere else out there that I'm aware of. And if you're aware of it, I appreciate if you email me and let me know who else is bringing these topics up. And the first topic I'm going to cover tonight is the gray-human hybrid update. I'm also going to do a little bit of a postscript to last week's show where we had Ishmael Perez on, entitled In the Beginning. We're going to talk a little bit about who are the Atlara. Also, a new find, Atlantean physics behind the Egyptian magical rods called the Rods of Ptah. And time permitting, we'll get into some information about Andara crystals. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari.
Hari, Hari, Hari.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. We already know you're making the optimum difference in this world just by being here. And also, I'd like to invite listeners to contact me concerning suggestions for program content or to ask questions concerning any topics that are brought up on this program. And you can always do that by emailing me at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo@yahoo.ca. I'd also like to mention that nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes utilizing concepts, ideas, and techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. So please feel free to share. Really enjoy that aspect of being able to broadcast on BBS Radio. Now, with respect to tonight's program, I guess I should first do my disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and the most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener, you should also know that I applaud your effort to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability, given your particular circumstance. And I've been seeing that on ET Yoga for years, long before the current crisis. I'm going to start off with tonight's program giving you what I know about the grays and the gray human hybrids. And I guess going back to the beginning, let's talk about who the grays are, the ones with the big black eyes and small stature, like maybe 4 or 5 feet high, that many thousands of people have reported and remember having been abducted by them. So they're connected to the abduction scenario. And according to Pleiadian information, and many other sources, by the way, the Greys had meetings as far back as with President Eisenhower and cut deals with the U.S. government for technology in exchange for basically abducting citizens and then wiping their memories and returning them to their place of origin. And how many people did this encompass? Well, according to Bashar, who is one of the hybrids, he says as many as half the population of the United States was abducted. So I don't know, but I do know one thing. A lot of people were abducted. And the primary reason was to develop a gray-human hybrid species. And eventually, it took quite a while, eventually they were successful in creating 5 human hybrid species. The Esasani, which Bashar was part of, was one of them. Apparently, since that time, about 30 years ago, when Bashar first appeared on this planet, his society was called the Esasani. They are now called the Shukani because apparently they've moved up a dimension. And he used to call those that were to come first were called the Shalanaya. Well, it turns out the Shalanaya call themselves the Yael. And further information about the Greys are they're more interdimensional than extraterrestrial. So they're like a future version of humans that went down the wrong road, namely the technological road, the road we're going down now. And that's what they end up to be. They lost their ability to reproduce. Apparently there's only about 2,500 actual Greys left. The rest are clones. And they were successful in creating a gray-human hybrid, probably primarily because of the compatibility with our DNA. They're like a future version of human. So that kind of kicks off the story. Okay, next we get, okay, that the Yael, and by the way, one of the Yael craft was the 1989 Phoenix Lights. A wing-shaped craft flew over the state of Arizona, seen by tens of thousands of people, and that was a Yael craft. So, in a sense, the Yael were one of the first, or the first, you know, public interaction with Earth human. Now, the problem is that kind of a way to backdoor connections with Earth humans and the Yael are the fact that the Yael have lots of children that were created with human parents. And they've been making connections with these parents for the last 20 years. Not publicized a lot, but I suspect if you go and do some searching on the internet, you can find the Yael, and I haven't seen what their most current videos are. But the fact is that if you're a human parent and you realize that you helped to create a hybrid child, and these children are quite good looking. They're kind of like half gray, half human, but more human looking than gray. And super intelligent, etc. And naturally, there would be an emotional connection with these children. And interestingly enough, there's always been plans for us to have, at some point, some kind of public contact with the Yael. Now, about a year ago, it dawned on me, maybe more than that, time flies, that these Yael are likely hive mind AI controlled, which presents a big problem. And it was also about that time when I started putting the pieces together that Bashar is also AI hive mind controlled. And I don't hear anybody else talking about that except for me. And I'll tell you what my thinking is. First off, I followed Bashar since, I don't know, for 20, 25 years because he's got a lot of good information and I'm attracted to good information. And then all of a sudden he comes up with the idea that Epsilon, Epiphany, and Enigma are three giant supercomputers that control his world in the Esasani civilization. Holy moly. Yeah, and not only that, but on two occasions I heard him being channeled by Dr. Kosel Uch on an Alfred Weber broadcast. Alfred Weber, one of the most respected investigative journalists on the planet. And basically supporting Kosel Uch, who, by the way, is a member of the hive mind that is created through the graphene that is inserted into you via the injections. Admittedly, he is part of the hive mind. And then on Bashar's website, when the plandemic, which is what it is, it's not a pandemic, it's a plandemic, his suggestions to followers is to go to the WHO website and follow their instructions. Yeah, so supporting basically what I call a criminal organization, one that should be up for crimes against humanity, as well as the other participants in the attempted genocide of humanity, which isn't even public knowledge yet. But if you look at the Pleiadian analysis of the injections, they contain these enough graphene to turn your physical body into an antenna, sending and receiving, and part of a hive mind controlled by an invasive AI intelligence. And the U.S. Supreme Court actually passed a law back in 2013 that if a pharmaceutical company could rewire your DNA and everything, that those people could be patentable. This is long before all this came about. So in technical terms, these people that have taken all the injections, they're not even human. In fact, according to Super Soldier Talk, there's Project Exodus 23 on the moon that actually sells some of these people as cyborgs, and legally, because they all volunteered for it. So you can believe what you want there. But the fact of the matter is that, according to Palladian information, you lose about 30% of your immune system with every one of those shots. So figure it out. And how many people are now walking around with no immune system? And one of the world's leading scientists, who's now not with us, came out and reported that if all these people that took all the injections went and got tested for AIDS, most of them would have it. So they have immune deficiency. And very few of them make the connections between all the problems they're having with their health and the injections. It's a very clever plan. You know, some of the people die right away. Some of the people have major, major problems right away. Some don't. And those that are walking around thinking, everything's just hunky-dunky, don't have an immune system, so how long are they going to last? I've heard some projections that say that 94% of those that are fully injected probably won't make it past 4 or 5 years. That's the truth about what's going on. Now, I had Ishmael Perez on my program last week, and didn't know it at the time that he was a super soldier. Wasn't according to any bio information that he passed on to me. So, okay, that's okay by me. It's great. In fact, I'm going to hopefully give a little bit of an update on his bio on this program. But the interesting thing that he brought up was that these human gray hybrids, he's been fighting in the Orion Wars, which apparently we've almost won. According to him, we have won them. According to James Rink, it'll be over in 2023. So the good guys have won the war in space, basically, against reptilian Orion factions. But there's still huge problems with the AI predators. But the main point here is, according to a super soldier who's fighting, I don't know, that the Red Queen from Orion, and so there's kind of two Red Queens. There's a Red Queen that operates on Earth, and there's a Red Queen that operates in the Orion. And the Red Queen brought a lot of these human hybrids, gray human hybrids, to fight against the Federation, which is us, or the good guys, in the Orion. With plans, according to him, to eventually, if they would have been successful in the Orion, to come down here and take over Earth, which has been part of their plan all along, to eventually connect with us and then through the AI takeover, which is happening right now, where most of the humans would be turned into cyborgs, that would fit right in with the EZAL. So there you have it. The update on the gray hybrid situation. I'd like to now give a little update on Ismael Perez. And if you missed last week's, or the last episode, not last week, because we're ET Yoga's every other week, the June 25th program, it's a special 2-hour where we talk about stuff that's not been brought up on this planet before. And Ismael Perez was recruited as an ultra elite super soldier in the secret space program by an off-world group known as the Central Race that comes from the future, aka Wingmakers. He then served about 60 years in the 5th Corps of Radiant Guardians to fight in the multiverse war against the evil AI. The Radiant Guardians walk with higher dimensional beings beyond the Galactic Federation. And during this time, he helped liberate galaxies in the cosmic sector of ENZRA, that's ENZRA, or ZRA, if you're American, that consists of 100,000 universes. Our local universe is number 84, our constellation number 70, and our system in which our planet Earth is located is system number 24, comprised of 52 local star clusters. And within that cluster, we are known as Planetary 606. He now serves as a cosmic ambassador representing an intergalactic alliance known as the Covenant of Palladian. This is a cosmic treaty that was initiated by the forces of light in the higher dimensions to protect and guard Earth from the Draco forces and the AI. There is a collective known as the Animus that the Guardian Alliance has been battling for over 1 million years, and Ismael was basically aware of this in many lifetimes, as recalled from his past life regressions. And the majority of the starseeds that have volunteered for the call to rescue this planet, including Ismael, have been selected to come here and help Israel and one of the inner council members who is here to bring forth a level of cosmic disclosure. And amazing fellow, Ismael Perez. If you missed the program, the last program, you can always go to the BBS Radio ET Yoga and scroll down until you hit the archives, or you can go to etyoga.com, my website. Main button on the main page there is Radio Archives. Hit that one button, it takes you to the archives. And also mentioned on that program, when I asked him about the question of if you were to pinpoint a time when Earth humans functioned with our full 12 chakra system and 12 strand DNA, could you point to a time? And he quickly pointed out Atlantis, whereupon I quickly pointed out, yeah, the high priest of Atlantis, the Atla-Ra. So I wanted to give you a brief description of the Atla-Ra, because they're very special in human history and in our ET heritage. The Atlara were a highly disciplined and evolved sect of scientist priests, and they held the technical wisdom and expertise of managing the crystal power grids of Atlantis. The vast majority of Atlara were of the tall golden race, but there were also members from the bronze, white, Lemurian brown, and cetacean races. At that time, there were still avatar-level cetacean dolphins, beings that walked on two legs. These highly benevolent dolphins verbally communicated and breathed air in a similar fashion as humans. The avatar cetaceans were golden and auric projections and are the source of the so-called golden dolphin. The golden dolphin were harbingers of the aspect called matriarchal, an energy that we would term feminine divine, although they were primarily non-gendered in the physical sense of the present paradigm. The sect of scientist priests were referred to as the Atlara. The Atlara maintained the highest standards of consciousness and were able to continue vibrating at very high frequencies of consciousness at and above the level of the 12th dimensional light and energy, remaining very pure and resonant with the true oneness concept of the Creator God. They sustained higher dimensional telepathic contact with the advanced space brethren from the Pleiades, Arcturus, Andromeda, and Sirius. And the scientist priests of Atlara were both male and female, and were capable of great lifespans, both through the regeneration of mind power and through the technology of crystal technology through the temple of rejuvenation. Some lived in their same biology for 6,000 years and some even up to 12,000 years. And this was the technology preserved through this holy sect. Many brilliant souls were among them that have reincarnated on the planet. The entities you knew as Galileo, Isaac Newton, Einstein, Tesla, Marcel Vogel, and Da Vinci were among the Atlara. Tiberian and Honoran were also part of this group of scientist priests. So, amazing, amazing lineage that we have with the Atlara. And I've been using Egyptian healing rods for a long, long time. I don't know, 15, 20 years. And find them to be amazing. As time went on, eventually, Curlian photography came out showing people holding the rods who were sick, and just for 10 minutes in their auric fields light up like a Christmas tree, similar to the Curlian photography that's in the Bosnian pyramid at the base of the Bosnian pyramid. There's kind of like a healing chamber there, and people that go down there have amazing, in some cases, spontaneous remissions, but the bottom line is, it affects the auric field similarly. These rods were discovered by the Russians, and they were only used by the pharaohs and the inner circle in Egypt. And I do know many people that have Egyptian healing rods. Everybody speaks highly of them. They're copper and zinc rods with crystals inside, forged in pyramids. And it's like being in a pyramid for 15, 20 minutes when you hold them. And obviously the benefits of being inside a pyramid. It's recently come to my attention that the Atlantean physics also developed magical scepters called the Rods of Ptah, P-T-A-H. And these were like, cane length, like a scepter that could be held in front of you. I guess, similar to SG-1's Ori. And on many a temple wall in Egypt, one will see carved pictures of ancient Egyptian gods holding long metal rods, said to have possessed incredible cosmic powers. And they were called the rods of Ptah, named for the Egyptian creator god Ptah. You won't find much scientific information for these Egyptian magical rods anywhere in traditional Egyptology. Many scholars have written of tales of their great powers as myth. Yet once was seen mythical takes on a new perspective with modern day scientific advancement. These rods actually have roots in the advanced science of Atlantean super alloys, a science that has been lost for centuries and is slowly reemerging. This knowledge was handed down over 50,000 years ago to the ancient Egyptians by the Atlantean order of the Melchizedek, the cosmic high priest, and after the third and final upheaval of the advanced civilization known as Atlantis, those who knew how such sciences worked shared this knowledge only with the fear of knowing this information. And thus they basically buried themselves in the mystery schools of Egypt. And throughout the Egyptian dynasties, pharaohs and kings would oftentimes show their power by displaying such scepters at their side. Most were nothing more than symbolic props. The real rods of Ptah and their true powers had the ability to transmute energy into matter, a power which only a god would seem to possess. In the earliest of ancient times, there was a council of 12 high priests from the order of Melchizedek, which possessed such rods. And many were from the healing temples, as well as from the Temple of the Prophets at Abydos. The Melchizedek priesthood were recognized as ascended masters, cosmic avatars that were dedicated to the very highest ascension and education. And their roots go back even further than Atlantis to the source of creation and the very origins of. So these rods are very powerful, could only be used by a high priest or pharaoh. And the rods could be used within. Could only be used within the right mindset of the operator, or the power could be destructive to themselves as well as others. And each initiate pledges a solemn oath to the Council of 12 to use the rods only for the highest good. And you'll not find these instruments in museums anywhere today. The high priests of the ancient mystery schools destroyed them to keep them out of the hands of those who would abuse the power that they could harness by misusing these rods. And unfortunately, good does not always triumph over evil. So some of the priests of the Order of Melchizedek were actually targeted and attacked because they had these amazing rods. So it's an incredible history related to these rods, which previously I had never heard of. So an amazing, amazing new find. And how you can follow up on this is also a mystery, because there's not much said about them. I'd like to now take a bit of time to expand upon a couple of concepts that have come up recently, especially since the last ET Yoga program concerning In the Beginning, because I would stand by all the comments that were made by both myself and Ishmael Perez in that broadcast. The whole show, as far as I'm concerned, totally accurate. Now, where it gets a little bit dicey is we're getting lots of information from supposedly the Alliance and all kinds of other people about disclosure. And actually, I watched a video yesterday of a channeling of some ninth-dimensional beings, and they were asked about disclosure, and the way they put it was that there might be some disclosure initially to alternative media, and then unfortunately some of this would be turned into fear porn because they'll try and scare us with the alien with an ET presence. And I just like to point out that, like, I'm from Nebraska, and that's next to Missouri, the show me state. And I'm not easily impressed by talk. And I'm just gonna lay this out there, because I don't hear anybody else really saying this. From my perspective, what I see with my eyes is there was basically an attempted genocide of humanity that is currently taking place. And the chief vehicle is via the vaccines and the injections. And there's a huge campaign that was outlined in Bill Gates's Event 201, you know, to suppress information concerning the truth about what's going on. And we can clearly see that there's never been more suppression of information that I've ever seen in my lifetime, especially in America, but it's all over the place. All the people, the doctors and that are trying to say the truth, either get their license pulled or they're harassed or whatever. They got to go, you know, all these alternative media sites like BitChute and Rumble and Patreon and all these other places. Because they can't present the truth in normal media. You got to go alternative to hear the truth. There's so much suppression out there. And yeah, we were talking about disclosure. What I'm seeing is exact opposite of disclosure. You can't even get the truth about what's going on, let alone what's behind the scenes that they want to tell you about. And I'm personally of the opinion of the same as the Tibetan Pleiadians, by the way, who say that there's two big factions fighting for control of power on the planet at the moment, and neither of them have the best interest of humanity at heart. That's what I'm seeing. Now, I appreciate that on a global or universal stage, there's the good guys and the bad guys, and there's a fight going on, and the good guys are winning in this galaxy. But as far as what's going on Earth is concerned, the Pleiadians have clearly pointed out that all wars on this planet have been controlled by both sides, by the Cabal, who in turn is controlled by AI. And in my opinion, everything that's going on now is also controlled by the same factors, controlled by AI and the Cabal. And I'm sorry to say, but and I know that there are so-called white hats that are trying to do their best and whatever, but the fact of the matter is that if you look at what has actually happened, we're seeing a continued assault on humanity, an attempted genocide, which all these things are crimes against humanity that should be brought up at the Nuremberg, they're all in violation of the Nuremberg codes. The rollout of AI is also a violation of Nuremberg codes as far as rollout of AI. The rollout of 5G, which is AI, is another crime against humanity. And the only good news in all of this is the ascension or the solar flash. And I highly suggest you go check out on YouTube Allison Coe. She's a QHHT practitioner, which means she's one of Dolores Cannon's trained regressive hypnotists. And she has one out there called Before, During, and After the Event. It's amazing. She got like a dozen people all putting out the same information of their experiences before, during, and after the solar flash. And this solar flash, in my opinion, and in Ishmael Perez's opinion, is going to happen. And it's going to happen a lot sooner than people think. And if it doesn't happen by, I don't know, I can't pinpoint a date, but by 2024, 2026, somewhere in that period, then humanity will be totally taken over by AI. So, you know, it's got to happen. And in point of fact, humans are considered the hope of the cosmos. Because after the ascension, when we'll be able to actually activate our dormant DNA, we're going to be functioning at levels that are necessary to defeat a universal problem, which is oppressive AI. And the king of AI is Omega Metatron. And Animus, which operates in our sector, is huge and gradually taking over this planet. So, like, these things have to happen. And if they don't happen, then we got bigger problems. So the big plus here is to get connected with people like Steve Noble and his meditations, Solara on Ra. Get connected with people that are connecting you with the positive timeline and the timeline to 5D. Because there's going to be a timeline split and there's going to be an ascension for a certain percent of the population. And this is very positive news. But like I said, on the flip side, what I'm seeing is I'm not seeing anything really big positive coming. And these people that are hoping for, like, I couldn't give a rat's ding dong about disclosure. What are they going to tell me I don't already know? And how are they going to spin it? I don't care at all about disclosure. And all this false hope about Trump coming back and all this, I'm not into it. Who was the guy that instigated Operation Warp Speed to make all the vaccines available? Wasn't it him? Excuse me, isn't that like saying, let's invite all our family members over and we're going to offer you a shot of poison. And I highly recommend it, but you don't have to take it. Yeah. That we got that. And who was the one that pushed 5G? Gee, wasn't that Trump again? But he's supposed to be the leader of, like, there's going to be 22 federations or something, and he'll be leading the American one. I don't know. I couldn't care less, frankly. I mean, at this point, what hasn't been done? You had an election stolen that the military stood by now for a year and a half and done nothing about when it's their obligation by oath and duty to fix the situation. I mean, at this point, what are these white hats going to do? The plan here is to wipe humanity out by 2030 so that humanity as we know it does not exist except as a cyborg or a hive mind. That's the plan. And there doesn't seem to be anybody like Secret Space Program or Alliance. Everybody seems to be down with all of this. Everybody's doing absolutely squat as far as I'm concerned. The only thing that's going to save humanity will be the solar flash. And that's the biggie. So my suggestion to people is to, the only thing that really matters is making the ascension. Okay. Because everything else, you know, I don't think you want to be here in 2030. You want to be in 5D. And That's my best advice I can give to people. And maybe I can be proven wrong. And I'd be happy to admit it. Okay, I'd like to, at this point in the program, give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to ET Yoga listening audience, and also to wish you my best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, I always share with you the Who Am I technique, which basically comes from Sri Ramana Maharshi via Baba Ram Das, via the little newspaper in Vancouver, British Columbia, called the Georgia Strait. And basically, you take your full attention, put it in the center of your forehead, and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? And by the way, who am I is a good technique to use just generally, even during throughout the day. Helps eliminate excess thought, keeps you focused. At any rate, you ask the question, who am I, as many times as comfortable. But the main point here is become that spot in the center of your forehead. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.